B. Australia, the land down under. Area 7,741,220 square kilometres. Population 22,507,600. Capital Canberra. Major cities Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. Language English. Currency Australian dollar. Life expectancy at birth male 79.63, female 84.64. Literacy male 99%, female 99%. National Day, Australia Day, the 26th of January. Convicts used to be sent from Britain to America to serve their time there. After the Declaration of Independence, America decided not to accept any more criminals from Britain. British prisons were full, however, so the authorities needed to find an alternative solution. Some years earlier, in 1770, Captain James Cook had sailed to Australia and claimed it as British land. The country was already inhabited by Aborigines, but the British ignored this fact. The authorities decided to send British convicts to the country Captain Cook had discovered. This was the start of a new era in British colonial history. In May 1787, 11 ships set sail for Australia. On board were more than 700 convicts and about 250 ordinary people. They arrived in Australia 8 months later, on the 18th of January 1788. The place Captain Cook had described did not have a reliable source of water, however. So they continued along the coast until they arrived at Port Jackson. They landed at what is now Sydney Harbour. Aborigines. What happened to the Aborigines when the British arrived? They had been living in Australia for at least 40,000 years before Europeans discovered Australia. The settlers thought the Aborigines were primitive and inferior to white people. Many of them were killed because they did not want to give their land to the Europeans. Many more died from the diseases the Europeans brought with them. It is likely that more than 200,000 Aborigines died after the arrival of the European settlers. See page 75 in Crossroads 10b. The Aborigines have ancient artistic traditions. Some Aboriginal cave paintings may be over 40,000 years old. They're also known for bark painting and sand art. They now paint on canvas instead of in sand. Sand paintings only last until the wind blows them away. The most famous Aboriginal inventions are the boomerang and the didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is a musical instrument which is used in ceremonies and rituals. The Aboriginal elders also used it to tell stories to children in the old days. How do you play the didgeridoo? You vibrate your lips and use a special breathing technique. The vibrations travel down the didgeridoo, which amplifies the sound. Large didgeridoos are low-pitched. Small didgeridoos are high-pitched. The sound of a didgeridoo is quite unlike any other musical instrument.